After decades of controversy, Yellowstone grizzly bears are now officially under state management in Wyoming, but the debate is not over quite yet. Several conservation groups have filed lawsuits to stop the switch and to keep the once endangered species under federal management. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Paul Miller just got back from a 12-day hunting trip outside of Cody with some friends.
Yeah, we went on a mountain goat and a bighorn sheep hunt. One guy drew both tags and we archery hunted it for a couple days and then hunted sheep with a rifle.
There, he saw 15 grizzly bears. Miller says he's excited at the possibility of one day soon being able to hunt a bear. Conversations about trophy hunting jump-started this month as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officially removed the grizzly from the endangered species list. Miller is one of many in town who agree it's about time the animal be put under state management.
When you can go into one drainage and you don't travel more than, I don't know, 2 or 3 miles each way and you can find 20 or 15 grizzly bears, I'd say that it's time to manage them a little better because they're just thick and you're just asking for people to get hurt.
The grizzly bear was listed as an endangered species in 1975. The controversy over its listing started closer to 2003, though, when the population surpassed the recovery criteria set by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. In 2007, the Yellowstone grizzly was actually delisted, but federal protections were restored following a lawsuit that ended in 2009. Under federal management, it's harder to put down problem bears. Residents say there's an increasing number of bears getting closer to town, hunting is prohibited, and for many, there's also the simple gut reaction.
It's our wildlife, it's within Wyoming's boundaries. We have a great team here that knows how to manage it and doesn't need to have Big Brother looking over their shoulder.
That's Lee Livingston, a Park County commissioner and an outfitter who does stand to benefit if hunting grizzlies is allowed. He's walking into the courthouse in downtown Cody. He thinks this battle is still a ways from being over.
I say a lot of folks are probably still holding their breath. Been there, done it, seen it. We're not going to say it's done until it's done.
This month, more than 10 groups have filed or joined lawsuits against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, arguing the decision to remove the grizzly from the endangered species list is premature and could lead to their decline. Those include Sierra Club, the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, and the Western Watersheds Project. Livingston obviously opposes the litigation.
They're doing well, and now they're grasping at straws to litigate under anything they can find. And the latest round of litigation, I think, shows that.
Litigants say that there's been a troubling drop in the Yellowstone bears population recently, with more than 60 bears dying between 2014 and 2016. With dwindling food sources as well, they argue it's not the time to take away protections, let alone allow hunting to begin. Chuck Neal, a longtime Cody resident, is disappointed by those who want to allow hunting, especially in the outskirts of grizzly habitat.
That's exactly the wrong attitude, and it will be guaranteed to stop recovery in its tracks.
Neal says the only way to properly recover the grizzly is to allow them to move and settle between different habitats, like in Glacier National Park. Neal says that means bears in the periphery of Yellowstone are the most valuable.
Because they are the ones that are pioneering out, trying to recolonize historically occupied contiguous habitat.
Neal says federal regulation has allowed grizzlies the safety of making a slow and steady rebound. But the work isn't done.
We are snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory because we are getting that close. We're getting close, and we're going to guarantee it's never going to take place.
Director of the Draper Natural History Museum, Dr. Charles Preston, has lived in Cody for 19 years and has watched the controversy unfold. He says the change shouldn't be seen as a death sentence or a miracle, but an opportunity.
This is the end of one chapter, that chapter of long-term protection and recovery that we should be celebrating. And it's the beginning of another chapter, and that chapter is management and conservation of the grizzly bears.
As for the lawsuits, it is possible they could stop the delisting of the grizzly bear, but it will take many more years to resolve. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.